This roundtable episode is brought to you by Trails Off Road. Trails Off Road, they make the best off-road trail guides. The Trails Off Road team maps trails and creates highly detailed guides so you can choose your type of adventure from the beaches of the Atlantic and Pacific or the great American deserts all the way to the highest mountain passes. If you're going to Moab, they have the best information on the trails you plan to drive. You can find overlanding, backcountry roads, or rock crawling trails that suit you. Visit trailsoffroad.com right now for a 7-day free trial. And if you're a Jeep Talk Show Patreon subscriber, you get a big discount to sign up for their subscription service. Promo code is I'm not telling you. You got to sign up for the Patreon, cheap bastard. All right, on tonight's episode, we'll be asking, that's kind of like the rat bastard thing that I was told not to do anymore. Sorry about that. I'll take that out in post. Not. Okay, on tonight's episode, I'll be asking you, if you could go to any event this year, what would it be? What was your favorite event last year? Who would you like to wheel with, given an opportunity? I'll remind you guys, I've only ever gone to Moab, so you'd have to go to Moab if you wanted me to wheel with you. Tonight's questions were submitted by Grinders Twisties. You can submit your questions for the roundtable. Just go to jeeptalkshow.com/contact to find out how.
Are you ready?
It's time for the Jeep Talk Show with hosts Tony, Josh, Wendy, and Chuck.
So whether you're a diehard Jeep enthusiast or just starting to explore the world of off-roading, we're thrilled to have you as part of our discussion. Please consider joining the discussion and being part of our weekly Zoom meeting. Just go to jeeptalkshow.com/contact to find out how to join. And that's what we're doing right now. This is our Zoom meeting that we actually do every Tuesday. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. That's the pre-party. The show starts at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's this part that you hear. But you don't know what you're missing in that 30 minutes prior to 8 p.m. Oh, and as you may well know, there's shenanigans that go on after we stop recording, so you get to get in on that as well. So to our roundtable meeting attendees, please introduce yourself with your name and location. The first time you speak tonight, this helps listeners know who you're, what your voice is and when you speak. Now, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can actually see the faces for many of the people that are in our Zoom meeting. And if you are on our Zoom meeting and you have the bandwidth available, we'd love it if you would send a video along with your audio. All right, let's get to it. Hello, Zoom people.
Hello. Hey.
Yellow. All right. So I hope everybody's doing good. Very active pre-party. Do you guys consider it a pre-party? Do you have fun during the 30 minutes prior to me taking over?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No.
I know you guys. I know you guys come here on Thursday night too, just out of habit. And you don't even listen to the show. You don't have to put up with me or anybody else. You guys just get in there and have a good time talking.
I missed the whole pre-party. I came just for you.
Oh, excellent! I like that. This man gets a bell. Let's see. Where's the bell? There is the bell.
The best part is the 30 minutes before Tony shows up.
There's a show on Thursday night.
No, I was following Onyx, and you know how that goes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you guys are going to hear a lot of things that were said and done during Easter Jeep Safari. So I'll just apologize ahead of time. Yeah, you will not know what's going on, and that's normal. That's because
that's why you got to come.
We have a lot of history, a lot of get-togethers that we do. But no matter what anybody tells you, it's not a damn club. It's a show that we have family that we that Jeeper families are all part of.
Aw.
All right. So on tonight's episode, we're asking you if you could go to any event this year, what would it be? And if you say EJS and didn't go, it's unacceptable, Matt. What event are you guys going to go to? And will the event include wheeling?
No, I'm from Central Texas, since everybody else has stage fright. They're first time pissing out a urinal.
I was thinking that exactly. Somebody's going to turn the water on.
I'm obviously going to be doing the Jeep Talk Show Texas event. This year is the big one. I didn't go to EJS, had prior commitments, but I'm looking forward to the Texas event this year and seeing everybody and getting out there and doing some wheeling, some hanging out around the campfire, and going to do a little bit of the hill country, backcountry route, or whatever we call it. Maybe go up to Luckenbach, where nobody feels any pain. Hang out for a little while. So overall, I think it'll be a fun event.
Let's talk about that real quick, because I know you and Bill have been talking about the events that you guys are planning for the June 8th event. Now, it's a Saturday. That's when the main event goes. But you guys are actually planning something before that, like maybe Thursday, doing some wheeling for people that show up early. And then Friday, what's the deal on Friday? You mentioned part of that.
So, so basically, if you're camping, you're heading out Thursday and you're in the area, and you wanted to go run around the park in kind of a less formal affair, just kind of hanging out and hitting a few trails, then, you know, we'll have plenty of opportunity to do that on Thursday. Friday is, we're going to kind of get up out of there for after breakfast. And there is actually it's called the Hill Country Discovery Route, I think it is. But it's basically a bunch of back roads. It's not hardcore wheeling, right? You could take a Subaru down on most of it, but there's some pretty cool things to see through the Texas Hill Country, including, you know, Luckenbach Post Office, which is famous for live music. And I think we're looking, Bill's trying to, he's the master route planner, and he's looking at a opportunity to maybe get us down to the Driftwood Dripping Springs area, which is where the original Salt Lake Barbecue, which is kind of a unique barbecue place that runs an open pit. So, a lot of fun on that Friday, and then kind of working our way back to the park Friday night, and then getting up to see everybody for one of our normal events with a couple of pre-planned routes to run on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll have to see if Todd from offrunning101.com is going to go again this year, and we may have, I mean, we had enough for three groups. What were they, like 15, 20 per group last year? And but anyway, the point is that Todd was taking people on the more advanced sections of Hidden Falls for those people that wanted to go there. If Zabo joins us again this year, which I'm pretty sure he's going to, I'm sure he will want to do the difficult trails.
Well, Zabo could probably lead the third rail too.
That's true.
The TRO trail, I think, is what. So if you've ever been there, you're familiar with the park. There's a trail called FMTRO. It's the longest trail, goes across there. And that's what Off-Roading 101, they just did that trail down there was their route, which it's plenty long enough. So it's really good.
The Death Star Trench. Love it.
We call it Thursday.
Yeah. The FMTRO has kind of gotten famous in the last two events, I think it is, because we try to tackle it on the quiet day before everybody shows up. I think it's even become a night run one year.
Oh, night run is fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little trail. It's got a little bit of obstacle, like every type of obstacles you'll see in the park. It's got, you know, creek beds. It's got shelf ledges, V-notches, off-camber bullshit. I mean, it's got all the stuff that you're going to see in the park.
John doesn't like off-camber. None of us really do, but it really bothers John.
15 degrees off-camber.
Might as well roll the fuck over.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And Bill, wasn't there a barbecue place involved in the destination, like for lunch or something on Friday?
Yeah, that's the goal. We're just trying to lock it in, trying to look at that particular route, and then, you know, timing it with lunchtime with a good barbecue spot. So I think that's what John was talking about, maybe Driftwood or maybe up to Lano. I think we got to get out there and just run some of the back roads out there to kind of nail down the route.
So, I think you said this before, and you just said it now. You're planning on doing the run prior to the event. I don't mean the day before the event, but just going out there and running it and see how it is. Is this something that if a Jeep Talk Show listener in the area would like to attend, they could ride along with you guys, or is it just you and John?
No, I mean, you can, hang us on Discord or whatever. And if we got something planned, then, yeah, I mean, chances are it's going to be some exploring and probably, you know, some good barbecue or lunch, you know, to kind of just do a little quality control on, you know, for the event.
Yeah.
Be prepared to burn a lot of gas is, I think, what he's saying. So
well, be prepared to have fun and adventure is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of creek crossings on that route. So just, you know, trying to keep an eye on things and making sure that, you know, there's nothing unexpected or closures or things like that on that route, because it is a unimproved, you know, dirt kind of road with a lot of low water crossings.
Well, as soon as you heard creek crossings, Rick went and jumped in the the Jeep. He's on his way.
Yep, Rick from Arkansas. I'm planning on being there. In fact, I'm planning on being there Wednesday. I'm planning on driving Wednesday, be down there Wednesday night. So maybe there'll be some shenanigans available for Wednesday night as well.
There's no bouncing your rig out there because there's no BF Goodrich tent to fix your stuff.
No bouncing. But yeah, I did all right last year when I was out there.
Oh, you did fine. You just broke it at Moab.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bouncing. That was slipping and sliding and coming back into a trench.
Oh, was it? Because I asked somebody if you bounced it, and they said, yeah. So I just like, man, you don't bounce the Jeep. That's bad. That's going to break something.
I got the video.
All right, so...
I was going to ask, how late can you get into the park on Thursday?
Not very late. It's about 4 or 5, I think, is when it closes.
On Thursday?
On Thursday, yeah. Friday you can get in later. I don't know. It depends on if they go into summer hours, which I think June, yeah, they would be. So maybe get in a little bit later. I may have the answer there.
Yeah, and if you didn't catch that earlier, make sure you check out the Discord server because you can get detailed information as to when John and Bill are going to be going out there. I mean, we'll try to mention it on the show, but chances are it'll get missed. So, yeah. So sign up for Discord so you can be involved in the conversation. So should we create a channel on Discord for this or just make it part of the June 8th channel that I don't think we've created yet?
There is a section in the Discord for the Texas event.
Yeah, we'll just put things there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's already there. I see it, 2024.
Yep. So oh, good.
It is 5 o'clock on Thursday. So you got to ride before 5.
But if you show up on Wednesday or whatever and stay at, like, Marble Falls or up near Cedar Park or whatever, there may be right. Wednesday night hanging out at the happy hour at our favorite local water.
Yeah, Hidden Falls is close to where Bill and John live, so they know it well. John's actually a member there at Hidden Falls, so he knows it very well.
He's got his own urinal.
Well, so this is, to answer your question, Tony, this is Chip from Illinois. I was really wrestling with this. Because I was going to say, I wish I could have gone to EJS, but you told me I couldn't say that, so I won't. But I've got, I guess, 3 big trips planned. Well, actually 4. I'm going to 3 jamborees, and then I'm going to do a personal trip with some friends out to the Black Hills in South Dakota. So those are taking up the most of a week, and that's burning up most of my vacations. So
explain to me the Jeep Jamboree thing again, because I always get confused between 2 of them. And I think the Jamboree is what confuses me.
Yeah. So the Jeep Jamboree USA is the group that I'm involved in. The other group is Jeepers Jamboree, which just does Rubicon. Jeep Jamboree USA also does Rubicon. So that's where the confusion comes in. But yeah, the 3 Jamborees I'm going to do, one is in Kilbuck, Ohio. One is in Kentucky, Slade, Kentucky area, that's the Daniel Boone Byway, which they're calling Hollywood this year at the Hollywood Park. And then the third one is I'm going to do Ouray, Colorado as a participant.
Yeah. To help you remember, Tony, the Jeepers Jamboree is the one that Lightbright goes to.
Oh, I heard Greg puke. Oh, yeah, there he is.
So Jeep Jamboree USA is I don't mean to be offensive, but that's the big one. That's where they fly pianos in and all this other stuff that they do.
I think the Jeepers Jamboree is a pretty good party as well. Actually, probably even a bigger party. But yeah, Jeep Jamboree is the one that's, I don't know, what do they have, 30 of them around the country? I don't keep track of the numbers.
Yeah, they're usually full up and with, what's his name? Not Zuckerberg, Zuloff. Pierce Zuloff.
Pierce is the president, but yeah.
And that's Jeep Jamboree USA, and you're actually going to the Jeepers Jamboree. Okay.
No. you just heard Lightbright, and now you're honed in on Jeepers Jamboree. I am going to Jeep Jamboree USA. I'm trail guiding at 2 events that I'm
participating. Okay, so you're going to the big one. You're going to the one that I think is the big one, the big deal.
I don't know. Is it a big deal? It's a I think they do them. They run them very well.
It's something that everybody, I mean, it's almost like going to EGS or Moab. I think that's one of those things that everybody ought to do at least once. It sounds like, just talking to a Jeep Jamboree USA on a couple of interviews, it sounds like a really nice thing.
Jeff, when are you going to do the one out here?
The one in Kilbuck?
No, in usually do it at AOAA.
Oh, the Coal Mountain?
Yep.
Well, I went to AOA and Roush on my own with my friends that are also trail guides. What year was that? 2021. I don't know when I'm going to be out there. With my schedule filling up, it depends on if I keep trail guiding at these, because I really enjoy the trail guiding aspect at the ones that are closer in for me. But I'd love to get out there again. I just don't think it's in the cards for this year.
So,
I like Crawdaddy and AOA the Topless for Tatas, and what was the
Topless for Tatas? She's that event has stopped at least for this year.
Okay.
But we need to coordinate something halfway or whatever.
Sure, that'd be great.
That would be like I'd meet you.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. There's not a lot that's halfway between where you're at and where I'm at. I mean, the bad
Windrock
with me, but there's not a lot there. I mean, Kilbuck is a private ground that you have to be. The Jamborees kind of got access unless you run with their club one day. I'm just trying to think. We'd have to. We'll talk offline. Figure out a place to be in between.
So I am. For this year, I've got a whole bunch of new places that I'm actually hitting. So one of my regulars. This is the second annual PA Mudfest. That takes place at Famous Writing Outdoors. That's all of Memorial Day weekend from Friday to Monday for $100 wheeling and camping and all sorts of entertainment. They're doing Barbie Jeep racing, mud wrestling, the bogs, the mud trucks, a whole bunch of stuff there. So that's going to be great. Then there's Bantam, which all these years of me wheeling, I have yet to be out there, and I'm hosting a lunch Friday at one of the parks for anyone who's out there that wants to come. Girls Play Off Road is hosting that. Oh, I was supposed to say it's Jamie with Girls Play Off Road. Sorry, Tony. I'm in Pennsylvania. July 5th or 7th, we're wheeling at Southington Off Road Park in Ohio. Any comments on that place? Anyone been there?
No.
Okay, so I guess I'll be filling you guys in. Then July 12th to the 14th, New Jersey Jeep Invasion. July 19th to the 21st is PA Jeeps All Breeds, which is kind of cool. And then I am hosting a weekend down at Uari, October 3rd to the 6th. So and September 28th is the Rocks for Roses at Doe Valley, which is one of those private parks that's usually closed. So I'm getting around this year, doing things differently than we've been doing in the past.
Oh, Jamie makes me feel like I'm hardly a Jeeper at all.
Dude, if you my calendar, I have like one day off a month on weekends. Between work and running Girls Play Off Road and all of our events, it's like disgusting.
Oh, but you're having a blast. You know you are.
I am. And that's So, of course, I forget when our biggest, event of the year. So, for the past 4 years, we've been hosting a newbie day once a month to get newer people onto the trails and teach them the fundamentals and all of that. And so, Girls Play Off-Road and Newbie Women Wheelers have combined forces, and we are doing one big newbie day at Roush Creek, August 10th. And this way, to compare a stock Jeep to a modified Jeep, what to do, what you should have in your Jeep, how to air up your tires, how to air down your tires, how to just to do things. So it's going to be an all day. We're starting at 8 in the morning with classroom. I think we'll have a food truck for that. Lunch is included. And then after wheeling, Mud and Honor Off-Road is hosting a pig roast and a bonfire. So it's going to be an awesome weekend. and camping is free.
Sounds so great.
Yeah, we try to keep it fun and different. And I just, you know, the newbie weekend, the newbie day once a month, it was starting to feel like I was at Disney World on It's a Small World and just going in a circle. So I need to change it up.
Yeah, but it's really important for those people that want to learn. They want to use their Jeep or something. And it's great that you do that.
Totally. And if there's someone who's, you know, on the Northeast and they want to come, you know, we've got so many parks out here that they want to come and just do a one-on-one weekend of just wheeling, I will always find time just to, you know, like, that's how I learn. I took a class at Northeast Off-Road Adventures and fell in love with it. And so, you know, I got to keep passing that torch on to people. You know, look at it. Look at the show that you have, because we all fell in love with wheeling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, we fell in love with Tony.
You didn't even talk about all the shooting events that you've got going on.
Keep it in your kilt.
I'm looking at the girls play off-road schedule, and about every third thing is they're going to go out and shoot guns. I like it.
Once a month, we do bullets and breakfast. We do. So, and, you know, it's not, you know, I'm accumulating range memberships and buying new toys. So I bought a new gun, and I posted on Facebook that, oh, I got a new toy. And people were either, oh, my God, I love the Smith & Wesson M&P, you know, EZ, or it was that I need to find God.
Yeah.
What? Like, does somebody have a vendetta against God? I mean, I don't understand the connection there.
Really? You're calling that a toy? Well, my Jeep's a toy, you know? So, like, it's another adult toy.
They're all tools. They're all tools.
Oh, see, I thought it was because it was a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic, which I love Smith & Wesson revolvers, but not the semi-automatics as much.
The EZ is so nice. All of my others are Rugers, and one of my girlfriends has a couple of the EZs, and so I have mine, and then she's like, here, I brought this for you, you know, and I'm coming with my ammo box filled with 380s, and she's got her Tupperware containers filled with her bullets, and we just go and shoot a shit ton of ammo, and it's nice. It was on sale. It was $349. How could I not?
Wow.
There you go.
Wait, how do you carry your ammo without a rolling cart or something?
I have a Jeep.
Chase vehicle.
I have a U-Haul.
Yeah, that's right. You're in a U-Haul carrying your stuff. Yeah, I'm not as big of a player as you are yet. We'll just put with the yet.
So is your Smith & Wesson the performance center or a regular?
I have no idea. I don't know.
You brought up guns to the wrong person.
$349 is a regular.
I'm a newbie. I buy them because they look nice and they feel good in my hands. Other than that.
Do you have a pink one? Did you buy a pink gun? Like a pink Glock or something?
I have a purple Ruger. I have an LC380 and it's purple. I have not found my pink one yet. I did see a Smith & Wesson EZ that's pink and silver. So it would match my Jeep. So it would be perfect. But I have not picked, I have not acquired a pink one yet. So I am getting an AR, and that I may just have to customize and put the pink on that.
But put the Hello Kitty emblem on there.
Yeah. Ew, no.
Bob, do you have an Uzi?
No, I don't have an Uzi.
No, I said Bob.
Oh, God.
No, Bob, I've got an Uzi. Do you?
A waste of energy and ammunition. I'd rather have a toy that's fun than one that's just blah.
Oh, here we go.
And that's all an Uzi is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you don't have one, and that's what matters.
Right, I don't. You're absolutely right, I don't.
If he had one, he'd be like, Uzis are so fun.
Exactly.
For 2.5 seconds.
Well, that's how long it takes to empty them.
Fun. Yes.
Now I know you have that. We're going to have to go shoot it.
There you go.
All right. So I know everybody's forgotten. So the question is, if you could go to any event this year, what would it be? And you could say EJS if you want to say it.
What, Steve from Aurora, Illinois. It was EJS.
Well, Arizona too, right?
Yeah, Arizona and DJS. Between the two, I've already wheeled Arizona before. So Moab was completely new to me. It was just a great time. And but it was also the social aspect. Being out there with the Jeep Talk Show team was an absolute blast.
Oh, it was great finally getting to meet you, Steve.
Yeah, and watching Bob piss off Greg was my favorite pastime.
Fuck you, Bob. Do you know how many stupid ducks I had?
But you only sat on one.
I did sit on one.
Up the guilt.
Speaking of stupid ducks, so we're doing a cruise. We're doing a Girls Play Off-Road cruise in September. And I'm reading you're supposed to bring ducks to the cruise.
Oh, that's awful.
You have to hide the goddamn things.
Oh, that's even worse.
From the fucking ducks.
You need ducks and a kilt.
Oh, that's right. Or you should call the cruise ship and tell them that you need to add kilts to the list. Ducks and kilts.
What's the deal?
Are there any Jeep events that are actual wheeling events yet this year, or are they all parking lot events? I guess that would be the determining factor.
After going to EJS twice now, that's kind of my problem with these events, is that I don't like the idea of just walking around, parking the Jeep and walking around.
I'm looking forward
but
to
yet you said you were
in Oklahoma this year and actually being able to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you bring up EGS, and your whole point this year was to market, talk more, be out, and not wheel with everyone as much as you would have liked to, but that was your goal. Right. And that's a lot of people's goals. Like me, I'm just learned of a new event. I've got Nuari now in October with Girls Play Off-Road. But
that's right.
I'd love to be at EGS. I'd love to do some of the major events. But I don't travel as far as all you guys, and I respect the fact that y'all can do it, and I'm slightly jealous.
You if know, anyone Matt, would have, right have offered corner, you a ride to last I year's know, EJS.
If only somebody would have offered you a ride.
All right. It's rides, it's work, there's a thousand circumstances in every situation.
Divert.
But even that, your Texas event,
it's your a long Texas story
event,
short.
I'm going to go to... It is a long story short. Your Texas event, I've already committed and planned on going to Western North Carolina Jeep event. I don't even know what it is, but it's up.
It sounds like a lie, North then. Carolina.
It sounds like Travis needs his own sticker.
I think Travis
is just worried that it's not the fact that somebody will offer him a ride. It's whether or not he'll still be getting that same ride when at the end of the trip.
When I get home. That's a very valid question.
Yeah,
whether or not somebody will pitch them out halfway or not.
It's just a one-way trip. It's like the one we did with Josh. Josh, we got Josh down
Josh
to the event.
The same way.
Like, hey Travis, can you go inside and grab some beaver nuggets quick? Yeah, I'll be here when you get back out. Don't worry.
Well, after the beaver nuggets arrive, yeah.
So Steve, does Steve-O feel like he can breathe now because they're all piling on Travis because he didn't go to the event? Now Steve-O's been, so now he's with the cool kids.
First thing I told Steve when I saw him was, you did come. People were trying to take pictures with him just for proof that he showed up.
He had someone fake an email just to make sure that everybody knew he went. I'll get out to these big events one day, but the East Coast, well, local East Coast, again, y'all are focused on local Texas for a good bit. Now, once a year, y'all travel out, but I'm going to do Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. From there, I'm going to end up heading over to Wind Rock. Like I planned last year, meeting with Chris, I had it all set up, and then my dog had to rip his foot in half. But I'll do that again this year.
Oh, I didn't use that one.
I'm going to do Myrtle Beach. Oh, that was last year. Yeah, he ripped his foot, just cut it all the way up the middle.
Is your grandmother doing okay, Travis?
Grandmothers are both gone.
Okay, well, you can't use that one then.
Yeah, no, parents are good. But I'll be in Myrtle Beach.
He can't use the dead grandmother excuse, is what I'm saying, Jamie. So, Travis, let me just tell you, which nobody here is going to tell you.
Here. Wow.
Nobody here is going to tell you, Travis. We love you, and we would love to have you come with us, besides just giving you shit all the time. It would just be fun having you there. Yeah, it would be fun having you there.
You wanted to be special. They all tell me once you're gone or before pre-show, they're just like, Travis, gotta get out of here. That's why they're offering rides.
Of course. Of course.
I'm loved by this group.
That's right.
And I'll talk shit.
Now we're going to get back on your back. So.
Which is fun. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Back.
I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't keep coming back.
You turned to drinking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I've slowed down. It's not
good. I'm glad to hear it.
My old fireside, campsite fire chat. Those were fun. Those were fun. If we're not wheeling, if we're on the trail and not wheeling, or not on the trail, excuse me, at campsite, we're sitting around a fireside? No, it's on. It's on.
The only reason I offered to bring Travis is because as you drive across Tennessee, it's legal for a passenger to drink.
So you were going
to. He could have started drinking.
I was going to say, so you were going to let Travis drive. I got it.
Travis, I'll be the designated driver, and you could just drink.
And when you're in October here local with me, I live all of, 35 minutes away from Uari. So I'll be good getting there, but then I'll set up tent. I have no problem off-site camping and setting everything up and just having fun at night. Because I'm not going to night wheel. I tried it again this past Saturday. My eyes can't do it anymore.
I'm so old I can't night wheel. I can't see for shit.
Oh, you guys need some tiny lights.
I've got lights set up, but I'm not comfortable anymore. When I was younger, you were talking, I actually listened to a show today, and you were talking about speed racing and driving fast and everything else. I used to have zero fear, zero care, but now I don't have that comfortability to wheel at night like I once did. And also, Uari was dusty as hell. So that had another factor. If it was after a rain or anything in that situation, it might clear me up. But yeah, I'll 100% have a good time at a campground, period. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. I want to remind everybody about the question. If you could go to any event this year, what would it be? Got a lot of people in here tonight. I know
this
you guys
is Larry
have...
from St. Louis. So I'll be at the Texas event. That's that'll unfortunately be the first chance to go wheeling this year. Looking forward to that. But I'm really looking forward to the September trip to Colorado because, I love getting up in the mountains. In Colorado, that's always been kind of my safe space, if you will.
So tell us more about the Colorado trip. This is the first I'm hearing about it. It's probably on Discord. I just haven't read it.
It is on Discord. Several of us are going somewhere in Colorado. There's not been a firm. I think it's going to be more of the northern central type of trip. Some of those destinations are not quite all locked in yet, but love getting up in the mountains. That's a place I try to get to whenever possible.
So this goes back to the Discord server that we guys have.
Always goes back to the Discord server. Yeah, all the events eventually show up on the Discord server.
Yeah, jeeptalkshow.com/contact.
Larry, what you're saying is everyone just kind of organizing and putting together. All I got to do is say, hey, Windrock trip. Let's make this happen and get a bunch of guys together to head.
So I think we've said that to you multiple times, Travis. It doesn't have to be a sanctioned event. Travis can just say, hey, I'm going here. And
granted, I appreciate
it. We'll even announce it on the show.
I've got a huge ass.
I want some of my other guys out there. Like, I'd like to meet. Like, I've now met Chris. I see Nikki G. I don't want to say often, but I see Nikki G. I met Chris. Well, I know Matt.
Hold on, Travis. We don't assign who you can and can't meet.
That's valid.
Whoever will come out there.
I just got to be popular. I got to be more popular and get people to go to Windrock.
Windrock is definitely on the bucket list. I'll make it in the next year or two for sure.
So let's schedule for next year.
So that came up in one of the other roundtables was we were going to try to schedule a Jeep Talk Show event at Lindrup.
Yes, it might east.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really east. It's more southeast.
East-ish.
It's more east than what we're talking about. But that's why we need AFBA and Roush and some of those tied in to capture some more East Coast people.
Agree. Yeah, Dan from Illinois. So, Steve, how many Windrock trips have we had canceled?
Oh, fuck.
I was actually in Knoxville and had nobody to wheel with. Still didn't do Windrock. But we get our local group. Usually a lot of people go down to not supposed to talk about that. To Smoky Mountain every year. So it sounds like there might be a group getting together for that. And we usually run our own trails. We'll get over to Windrock, at least they have in the past. They've actually gone with the kilted trail guide guy, and
Well, his is plaid. It's got color to it.
I heard that was a disaster, plus it cost money, so that's a no.
Beyond a disaster, plus it costs money.
Right.
Yeah, that's always, it's a dance point. It's everybody on the group's like, oh, yeah, 30 people. Then he gets down, there's like, nobody gone. Like, really?
Yeah, well, that's every event, though. Every event starts out that way. You're always going to have more sign up and show up, but you typically have a pretty good turnout with this group.
I think you have a better feel for it if they're on the Discord server and they're actively engaged in the conversation. I mean, things come up, of course, but I think you have a better idea. And that's one of the reasons why getting a Jeep Talk Show event, if you want to call it that, but not an official one. Which is fine, but you can find out how many people are going to go and what to expect, and if you should go, based on just who you feel is going to go and who won't go.
I'm on Discord, and I look at it, but I don't follow it as quick and closely as you guys do. Like, I'll jump on for a minute when I get tagged or something along that line, but other than that, there are so many channels. I get lost. I stay in the main group chat, and I'm gone for a few days, and there's 1,000 messages.
Well, you don't have to go back and read all the things. I mean, you can do like most of us do, which is just start a new conversation in the chat.
Start fresh.
Yeah. Also, too, if you're going to do an event, we can create a channel, and you can just focus on that one channel that has to do with the event that you're planning.
Well, that works. I may attempt to do it at URI just because that's in my backyard.
Of course.
Windrock is still 4.5-5 hours from me, so I don't want to start something that I can't.
No, I understand, and that's very reasonable. And also, too, I know you love supporting the show, and you starting doing an event out on the East Coast helps more people know about the show. So you get to have fun. You get to do the event with maybe some new people, maybe some people you haven't met yet, and you also get to promote the show. So it's a win for all of us.
You, Travis, who?
If not Nikki G, I will get Nikki G.
We've already met Nikki G. He's been out to Texas.
That's not what the Jeep Talk Show can do for you.
Nikki G can fly around the country relatively cheap, if not free.
So can we do Windrock next year, but not during Easter, not during Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion?
We can do it this year, can't we?
I can't this year. No. I am all over the place and taking a 7-day cruise, so I'm kind of banged out on vacation time.
You should do this however you want to do it, but I'm going to suggest the same thing to you about our Discord server, which is a great place at least to coordinate with the Jeep Talk Show folks.
And Travis will coordinate. Chip, I'm pulling you into this. Catch the line.
Travis
is already in. The three of us between Jeep Talk Show, Girls Play Off-Road, and whatever other groups they're affiliated with, let's just plan some big weekend.
Sounds good.
Oh, it's great.
Tony, I have to get your ass out to the East Coast.
Well, I agree not doing it around Smoky Mountain because it's very crowded at that time.
Too crowded.
Yeah, and it's in August, isn't it?
It's a huge, it is, but it's a huge park. And yes, it's crowded, but it's not Uari this past weekend opening the first open weekend. I mean, that was stupid, and we had three trails closed. Windrock is so massive. Oh, yeah. We've got three trails closed, and they'll be open by the time your event's there. So you're good. They're closed through July, and that's Dutch John, the three Ds, Dutch John, Dickie Bell, and Daniel. Yeah. There are parts of the trails open, but all of them are not open, or the entire length of the trail is not open. Everything that I want to go after was closed. Front side was open, and I was unable to get it this past Saturday only because light. I was like, yep, nope, it's going to get dark. I'm not heading off this or heading up and down it after dark.
No. But can't play in the dark.
You'll be 100% good with your event. But it's a matter of finding. Yeah, it's 100%. You just got to find a date and time where it doesn't collaborate or interfere with other major groups. I mean, we are a big group. Jeep Talk Show, Tony, you're a group. It's a big group, and you're growing. Club. Own it, accept it. Club, that's fine. Own it, accept it.
Say the word. I'll mute him.
You do have to respect the other. You know, that's the thing. That's you respect the other events going on, and you don't try to step on toes. You know, that's me in the Jeep community. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I just want everyone to come together and find that perfect time to make that happen. Hopefully it works out for each individual, but me as a Jeeper, I want to take care of everybody and make everybody happy, which can't always be done. I understand that. But that's my goal.
Excellent. Well, let's jump to question number two. What was your favorite event last year? And I think last year can be from today's date back. So not just 2023, but also include the first 3 months of 2024.
All right.
So it includes EGS?
No.
And by the way, I said Matt didn't say anything about EJS because Matt didn't go.
Steve from outside Chicago here. Had to be Drummond Island. Roger, Dan, and I were up there. And I learned how to use my recirc button up there. Just saying.
And which navigation app did you use while you were up there?
All of them. I did not have Onyx back then.
We used the Stevo and the Dan and the... Oh, those aren't apps. Sorry.
So I'll just mention Trails Off Road is the official navigation app of the Jeep Talk Show.
Speaking of Drummond Island, Steve, are you planning on going? Are we planning on doing that again this year?
Yeah, I'd love to go again this year.
Maybe we should talk about getting that one listed as an event if anybody wants to go to.
Absolutely.
It was a good time.
Yeah, our local group's got a trip going up there in May. I heard another of a guy that wanted to plan a 3 or 4 day trip up there. But no date or anything's been set on that one. But
I think if I do it again, it's going to be the probably that first week of August again, or first or second week of August, same as what it was last year.
Is it cool up there in Drummond Island in August?
It's about perfect up there in August.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
We need to start a fat boy group. Places to go wheeling if you're fat.
Usually it's about mid-70s up there. Sometimes you can have some high humidity and stuff in August. But
looks like if I go again this year to Drummond, it'll be the week of July 28th through the August 1st or 2nd. No, 3rd or 4th, sorry.
Well, this is Chip from Illinois. Tony, to go back to your question, I guess two events really stick out. Is the It was the Easter Jeep Safari trip last year was phenomenal.
Getting to meet
everybody, and just I love Moab, and then just experiencing the whole event. Personally, I also went on a hot springs trip. We went to some more after. That was some great wheeling. So I would encourage people, if they haven't been to Hot Springs, that's another great location to go to.
Was it wet and muddy? Because that's what I hear about it every time somebody goes.
No. It's not. I mean, I don't know that you'd want to go after 6 inches of rain, but it wasn't. There's rocks, there's trails. I wouldn't be that concerned.
Good.
It's mostly rock and gravel there. There is some mud, right, if you want to find it.
You're overestimating the mud, Tony. The only place that I wouldn't go after it rains for mud is Redbird in Indiana.
Oh. Hey. Yes. Agreed.
Or maybe Land Between the Lakes.
Yeah.
That's a fun place.
That is a fun place.
Excellent butter.
So I'd have to say that Drummond Island was my favorite last year. We went up for Jeep the Mac and left Drummond Island at 7:30 at night, get on the ferry to make my daughter's graduation from the University of West Virginia at 11 o'clock the next morning.
That's a haul.
Oh, my God. And apparently I hit something in the road coming down that road off of, off the ferry down into, we actually stopped in Grand Rapids and got a 2-hour rest and shower. But 3 days later, when my husband was washing my Jeep after we got home, we did make the graduation. We went over a berm since we were sitting in parking to park in a parking lot at the University of West Virginia. You know, God forbid, but we could do it. So we did. I wasn't going to sit in that traffic for another half an hour and miss it. But 3 days later, he found porcupine quills in the tires and asked me if I'd hit something. I said, yeah, I do recall. But my absolute favorite trip. And I still have a picture of that tire. That was about a year ago, maybe about a week ago.
Did it didn't puncture the tire then? They were just stuck in it?
It didn't puncture the tire, so it must have been dead on the road. Huh. I don't know. But yeah, we were surprised because it made it 900 miles home.
Wow.
And of course, you could still see the quills in it.
Wow.
So I did an interview today with a guy by the name of Jason, and they are having a Jeep event in Grand Haven, Michigan. Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yeah, yeah. I know where that's at.
Did you guys know about this this event? I didn't know about it till today.
No, I had not heard of that one. I'm surprised Chris doesn't say anything about it either.
Well, actually, Chris is the one that set up the interview. I asked Jason afterwards because I wasn't sure if it was Bob or Chris that had done it. And so I haven't spoken with Chris yet, but I get the feeling he may go. I don't know how far that is away from him because this is on the other side of Michigan. It sounds like a really nice place where they're having this. And is Andrew on here tonight?
Yes.
Oh, crap. No, our team member, Andrew. Anyway, they're giving away a Jeep, and I didn't want Andrew to get another free Jeep.
Where are they having it, you know?
new Andrew's like, why, oh, crap?
Please. It's Grand Haven State Park, and they park up and down the sidewalk there, and it benefits Kenzie's Cafe, which supports people with disabilities that serve coffee and stuff. Again, being a part-time Michigander for part of my life, that was one that was near and dear to my heart. So I was there for the first annual.
Okay. So not a wheeling event, though?
No, it is not. Because the dunes are on the other side.
Well, to be fair, though, you can go up into the Manistee National Forest. There is, if you want to make a wheeling trip out of it, there is plenty to do out there.
Well, I was just going to say, there are a ton of trails over that way if you wanted to do something besides that.
So you'll hear this on the interview coming up, but it's not going to come out till May. They actually are going to have a off-road course on the road, the main road there in Grand Haven. So not a true off-road thing, but it's a big deal, I think, actually, just to get the city to agree to it.
The Grand Haven Jeep Fest, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
May 18th, I think. I was just trying to look it up here online.
May 18th.
Yeah. So I just wanted you guys to know about it because I was telling Jason we have a bunch of people in that area, and I'm a little guilty of people that don't live in Texas talking about, you know, driving across Texas. They don't understand. So when I say in the area, I may not be understanding either, but it's on the opposite side of like of Detroit and stuff there in Michigan. You guys know that live up there. Anyway, it sounds like a really nice event. It's the third year of them having this, and they're giving away a Jeep. And the big deal is that they're only selling 1,000 tickets, and it's actually the Chamber of Commerce that is doing the giveaway. They're only selling 1,000 tickets to get a brand new Jeep, a 2024 Jeep. So, and you do not have to be present to win.
How much are the tickets?
$103 apiece.
Yeah, $103. And there's a link in the Discord in the general area that I put up earlier.
Interesting.
Yep. Yep. So I wouldn't mind having a large Jeep Talk Show team member and listener presence there, and everybody go rush Jason and give him a big hug and a big sloppy kiss.
And that's the going topless day. Let's go topless Jeep day.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, they got a beach. I was that was interesting to hear about, too. I didn't realize how big that water is, that lake.
Which lake?
Michigan?
Lake Michigan.
Yeah, it's not a small lake.
I hear it's pretty great.
It's just a puddle. Don't scare Rick away. It's just a puddle.
It is not the Gulf of Mexico, so it's all relative.
Yeah, you got to keep Steve-O from trying to drive across it.
Hey.
Take the ferry across.
Ferry's closed.
Forever?
No, it's supposed to
operate this year.
Is it coming back up this year?
Yeah. The Badger will be back this year, and the high-speed one that's a little bit further north never shut down. The Lake Express?
Out. You're talking about the further south? The Lake Express? The
further south, yeah.
Oh, I did not know about that one.
So I forget where Chris lives, JTS Chris. Does he live in
Detroit
Michigan?
Area? Yeah, okay. It's in Detroit. It's on the other side of the state, though.
So it's about 2.5-hour drive from Detroit to Grand. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it might be. He's going to go. Yeah, I hope he goes.
It's a possibility. I got to look and see what all I've got going on.
It looks like a really pretty town.
It's neat gorgeous.
Town. Is there any wheeling up that way, Greg?
No.
That's mostly forest roads and stuff over there.
Dirt roads.
Yeah, mostly for two-track forest dirt roads. There'll probably be some like sandy climbs, but nothing super challenging over on that side.
What about Silver Lake? That's only an hour and a half north.
You could go up there to the dunes if you love sand.
Too many drunken side-by-sides running around.
Oh, I bet.
I get bored at Silver Lake after about an hour or two.
My favorite video ever at Silver Lake is when the guy on the dirt bike jumps the main dune and creases the hood of an LJ.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're
just it's a viral video. I mean, he literally gets like 70 or 80 feet of air, and when he comes down, his rear tire creases the hood of an LJ, and he doesn't wipe out.
Wow.
It's a cool video.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I want to say a couple of...
I guarantee that his shorts were messed up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I want to say a couple of our locals lost transmissions at Silver Lake last year at the Silver Lake Jeep Invasion. That's the first week of June, I believe. June 1st?
A friend of mine... Well, actually, I think you're right, yes. A friend of mine broke his Dana 44s out of his Gladiator in there, and now he's upgraded to Dana 60s because he was jumping it.
Jeez.
There's too many idiots running around, bottom line, in my opinion.
All right, real quick question, our final question. Let's see if we can get this one in. Who would you like to wheel with, given an opportunity, and why is it Greg?
Rick.
Heather Thomas.
Why is it Greg?
Yeah, the 19 late 70s, early 80s, Heather Thomas, absolutely.
This could go wrong so quickly.
Yeah.
A month ago, I would have said Steve-O, but that come true.
Your wish has come true. And it was like going to a nude beach. It wasn't what you expected.
Yeah. You know, Rick, I was thinking, from Arkansas, I'd like to jump in here real quick and just say that I would have liked to have gone wheeling with Chuck and Bill, but
here we go.
Somebody kamikaze'd their Jeep. Tried to run me off the rail. On the,
I don't believe that because his Jeep only moves like 3 miles per hour. I'm just saying. That's all on you.
What are you saying? You could catch Chuck by on foot?
No, Rick's accusing Steve-O of cutting him off and keeping him from escaping.
He's accusing me of Chuck blocking him.
Is that a new word in the dictionary?
There's a Chuck block. Yeah, there you go.
This is Matt from North Carolina. So this may be a little bit of EGS FOMO from this year, but Dave and Fred from Dirt Every Day were out there. I think they'd be a blast to wheel with in some kind of shitty Jeep.
Fred's actually a lot of fun to go wheeling with.
All right, so this sounds like I'm sucking up, but actually, listening to Wendy talk, I'd really love to get out to California and go wheeling with her out there sometime.
It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend it.
A close second, actually, I've got Greg listed because he and I have never wheeled together. I met him at EJS last year, but we've never been out on the trails. I'm still waiting to see the dinosaur tracks.
Yeah, he'll take you to find some hidden bones.
Yeah, that's what
I said everybody the hidden bones.
No, he said he'll take you somewhere and hide a bone.
Petrified wood.
Well, you say those two and kiss it up, but one for me is Josh. Like, I hear Josh talk.
Josh is dead. Forget him. Leave him alone.
I can't do it. I'm like, I'd like to wheel with Josh. I don't watch YouTube. I don't follow social media in that aspect. I don't know all these names, and I'm like, don't know. You know, it's a company owner. It's great. Like, Greg would be fantastic because I like his mindset on the Jeeps, and then again, never bashing a YJ, even building a grill. I'm like, I'd love to wheel with him. But listening to the show as long as I have and what I know, Tony, respect you, love you, but I would rather wheel with Josh.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just telling you, he's dead. Move on.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a Jeep.
Yeah. He's got an XJ somewhere. It's broke down, just like me and my YJ. Broke down. It's there.
It's more than broke down now.
Is it died again? Even further?
He got on the road for like 3 hours, right?
What you need to do is get that YJ going and let him drive that off-road. He can follow you.
I'd be more than welcome. He's more than welcome to fly out for a URI invasion. I will have that thing. I'm like, hey, he's coming. It will be transmission built, and that thing will be ready for him to wheel.
Blue Ribbon Coalition.
Wow, could you imagine that? That's what the YJ would take to get completed was Josh coming out to wheel it.
That's my next. No, it's my next project. It will be done. It will be done.
All right, last call. Who would you like to wheel with, given an opportunity? And Josh has already been mentioned.
I'd say Ian Johnson. I've always thought like watching his videos, even back when he was doing all the stuff with Jesse Combs and everything with the original Extreme 4x4 and all that. Like, I think it'd be cool to go out with Ian on there. I watched. Besides, he does conquer some pretty crazy trails, but if you've watched the Flex Rocks and Rollovers guy, the 24-hour hell and back, there was one I watched where he like snapped on people and started yelling at him because like too many people were sitting around taking videos or something like that and not strapping and stuff like that. It kind of seems like he keeps order on the trail a little bit, right? He keeps people moving and stuff. So, but yeah, I think it'd be fun to wheel with Ian.
So
he came up to Snowfari a few years ago. I didn't get to go on his run, but I do believe he rear-ended somebody on the trail, if I remember right, and I think it might have been Greg.
Yeah, he rear-ended me really, really bad. So I'm trying to remember the trail we were on, but we went up a, I don't know, 400 or 500 foot ice hill, and I made it almost to the top. Well, Ian he was in shop truck, which is his YJ pickup truck. He pulled right to the bottom of the hill and then started playing Instagram. So when I lost traction at the top of the hill, I started coming down the hill at about 40 miles an hour, and I was honking and screaming out the window, and he was too busy Instagramming. So I destroyed the front of shop truck. I broke his winch in half. I crushed his grill. I bent up his hood.
But he really didn't rear end you, though. You backed into him.
You pulled the bottom.
He was following too close. When somebody's going up an ice hill, you don't wait at the bottom and not watch.
Well, he is from Tennessee. He probably didn't know any better.
Yeah, and Jacob doesn't know, but he's been here to my shop, I don't know, a dozen times or so. Ian's a really good buddy. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Well, he was strapped in, right? That hair could have been a weapon.
it's the funniest. He's got a couple of videos talking about his hair. So he still mildly regrets doing that for the very first interview for Extreme 4x4. But it's funny, if you go to his hometown, so he lives in Tennessee, and if you go to his town, he doesn't spike his hair, and he can walk around and nobody knows who he is. And as soon as he puts a little water in it and spikes it up, then everybody's like, oh, it's Ian Johnson.
I saw him on Hell's EJS this year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did we see him out on Hell's Revenge?
Yeah.
Why did he stop to talk to you, Roger?
Yeah, I was going to say we wheeled with him in the sense that he was going the other direction and we were going
both. Right. We were on the same trail at the same time.
Was that on Thursday or Friday? I mean, I ran into Marvin with Flex Rocks and Rollovers, did an interview with him, he was heading over to Hell's Revenge to meet up with, I think it was BF Goodrich. He said they were some international influencers that he was going over there to, that BF Goodrich was having him be involved with. And so I don't know if he didn't mention anything about Ian Johnson over there, but I was kind of wondering if that was the same deal.
Actually, I think that was
Monday and Tuesday.
No, Saturday afternoon. Saturday?
No, it was Sunday, because that was the day that Rich came up, because Rich was going to meet up with us after we finished the one half of Finn's. We're going to meet up with Rich for Hell's, and when we were on Hell's, I talked to him. All I talked to him about was how many people were behind us, and he told me how many people were behind him, and that was about it.
Yep.
I didn't want to do the whole, you know, starstruck thing and have, you know, the guys out there having a good time. I didn't want to bother them.
I talked to him for a few minutes when he passed us, when my axle was broke on Steelbender.
Yeah, I saw him there out there too, I guess, too, because I remember that.
He said, oh man, that's a shame, and then went on.
I've seen him cut it deep in half and put it back together in a half an hour TV show. I mean, the guy could stop him.
He never would let Jesse do anything, though. I remember those shows.
That's not true. Jesse broke her back on that show, lifting a Dana 60.
That was just my recollection from watching it. I wanted to see Jesse do more stuff, and Ian was always doing it.
Yeah, she did a lot. She's just such an exceptional welder. But that's why she left the show. She broke her back. And a lot of people don't know it. If you Google it, you can find out. But Ian and Jesse were actually married.
Oh, wow.
Couple that welds together.
I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah, they were married for a little bit. And Jesse and Courtney Hansen, who was the model in between the episodes.
Oh, I know Courtney.
So I filmed that TV show with Courtney, but Jesse and Courtney were roommates. So they lived in the same apartment.
Man, I am thinking of a wonderful off-road threes company. That would have been wonderful.
Now Tony's pretty recent. I think my, and I hate to go again, but I think Stacey David that you just interviewed would be, fun to wheel with, but I think just meeting him and like the influence he's had on my gearheadedness, be amazing.
No, it would be. I did check with Stacey David's producer to see if they were going to be at EJS this year, but sadly the answer was no.
Yeah, I've never seen him at EJS.
It was still fun. I just wish I could have got to go on more trails, but I got to meet a few people, got to meet some people that I already knew for interviews, and now I'm going through the process of trying to get all that stuff edited and put out on YouTube, which is great. A good segue to remind you guys that we're on YouTube now. Every episode is actually on YouTube. So if you've got a TV in your garage or your shop and you want to listen to the show easily, you can just put it up on the TV. And then if there's something that you think you might want to look at, you can just look at the TV. So I just found out recently that a couple listeners do that, and the YouTube video for the show makes more sense to me now. And that's it for another rousing roundtable episode. We have these every week, every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time is when the pre-party starts. You can join then or at 8 p.m. Whenever 8 p.m. Central Time, whenever the show proper starts. We'd love to have you here. I think it's a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy it. And there's a lot more going on before and after the show than just what we show here or have here for you on this episode. If you're listening to this episode, like Spotify or one of the many other podcast audio situations that you can do, you might want to go and try us out on YouTube. I was just mentioning that the entire all the past episodes are available on YouTube. Sometimes they don't come out as quickly as the audio only. Audio is a lot easier to edit, as you can well imagine. But check us out on YouTube. It's just go to YouTube, do a search for Jeep Talk Show. If you want to type it in, it's just youtube.com/Jeep Talk Show, and you will find all the episodes here for the last, couple of 3 months. All right, coming up on Friday, our interview episode with Big Rich of Cal Rocks, then We Rock, 4 Low Magazine, Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame Board of Directors, and on the Rubicon Trail Foundation Board of Directors. He does it all, people. I think you'll find this interview very interesting. That's on Friday, and every Friday is our interview episode. I don't mention it that often, but I should, because people are still surprised to hear that we have 4 episodes a week, Tuesday through Friday. So our roundtable is on Wednesday, and we have a flagship and flagship 2 episode on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So there's a lot of Jeep Talk Show that you can listen to and enjoy at work, at the gym, driving back and forth to work, pretty much anywhere you want to go. Oh, and if you went to EJS recently and had a long drive, that would have been a perfect time to occupy your mind and maybe get a chuckle or two by listening to the Jeep Talk Show. And that brings us to the end of another exhilarating Jeep Talk Show Roundtable episode. I want to express my deepest gratitude to our incredible panel of Jeep enthusiasts for sharing their valuable insights, experiences, and expertise with us today. Your passion for Jeeps is truly inspiring, and we're grateful for your contributions. Hey, thanks again to TrailsOffroad.com for sponsoring this roundtable episode. Please support the sponsors that help support the show you love, the Jeep Talk Show. Visit TrailsOffroad.com right now. So until next time, keep those Jeeps running strong, hit those trails with confidence, and remember, it's not just a vehicle, it's a way of life. This has been Tony hosting the Jeep Talk Show Roundtable episode, and we'll catch you on the next ride.
Broadcasting since 2010.